Vayter in Shas, we are on Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes, bring it up on the top of the page, three lines down. Continue on with our discussions of Kofrim. Amalei Kofrim, Lord Ben Gamliel, is a Kofrim center, Ben Gamliel. Elokechem Ganavu, your God is a Ganav. Dechsev, as a Pasuk says, Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardema Adam Rishon, Hashem put a great sleep on another Rishon, Vayishon, and he slept. Amalei brought that right in order to take his side and to make Chavas. Amalei brought his daughter of the Kofrim said to him, to Rabbi Gamliel, Shafke, you leave him alone, I'll tell you, I got this one. I'm going to respond to him. Amr Lei, she said to him, Tati, Tanuli duchos echad, bring me a duchos. She said, Shofate, a judge, in order to limkom nekama to for some payback time. Amr Lei, lamalich, like, why do you need that? He says, because listen, boy, alayinu, Laila, there were these criminals that came to us at night. And what they did is they stole from us v'natlu mimenu kiton shel kesef, this flask of silver, v'nichalu lanu kiton shel zav, and they gave us a golden flask instead. Amulah said back to her, levai sheyavo alina b'chol yom, if only this ganav would come to us every single night and take the silver and give us gold. So Zabach adds in the words amulay, so she says back to him, amulay velo yafa hayalo la'adam arishan shenatlu mimenu tsele achas. Was it a good for him reason? He just took like a rib or just took whatever from the side. And v'nasu lo shifcha l'shamshon, he got a shifcha to mishamashim. Amalah hachikamir, he says, no, this is what I was saying. Ela lishkele behedya, take it behedya, like explicitly out during the daytime. Why are you waiting, you know, when he's sleeping, whatever it is. It's like a smooth criminal. Amalay, I see liumsa, you know what, Tati, bring me an umsa de bisra, some like raw meat. I see lazy boy brought it to her. And osva tuse bechasha, she put it underneath hot sand, Rashi says. And Afiksa, she took it out. Amrele, she said, Achol me'ai, come eat from this. And he responded by saying, what? That's disgusting. Amrele, me'isa li. It's gross to me. I saw this whole process. It's gross. Amrele, exactly. V'adam rishon nami, just v'adam rishon. Yeah, v'shakli ba'day. Behedya, v'udam behedya. And the way that he saw everything, that hava me'isa li, it would be disgusting for him. Rashi says, she'yira be'chatucha kodem gemar tikuna. Just seeing it before it's completely finished, that would be pretty gross. So therefore, that's why it was done like that. Another story. I know what your God is doing. Like, I'm more accurately going to see is the Gemara says, I know where he's located. Rashi says, he thought like he could say this and no one's going to be able to disprove him. So, Isnigad v'isnach. Rabbi Gamliel, he became weak and he sighed. Amalei, my high, he said, what's the deal? Why are you sighing? Amalei, ben achad yeshi b'kachayam, I have a son who's, you know, traveling overseas. V'yishli ga'aguyim, I love. Ani megageya, v'yam yodeya. I miss my son. Ba'inda demechavis le nehali. I want it to be that you could, you show me like where he is. I want to see him. Amalei, mi adana echa niu. What, do I know where he is? I'm supposed to know. I'm really says something to Ikeba Yadati. You don't know who's on the land. Yet you want to tie in a Ikeba B'Shamayi Yadati. You think you know what's going on in Shemayim? Of course, that's ridiculous. You don't know what's going on with Hashem. I'm really cover the Rabbi Gabriel. This cover says, David says, Mona Mishal Kuchav, Makadish Baruch. He counts the numbers of the stars with this everyday Pesuk of Zimra. Ma revuse, what exactly is the chiddush of here? What's so great? I could also go and count the stars. I see chavuse. So what did Gamliel do? He brought a type of fruit which is called a quince, and he brought shadinu arbila v'kamahadelu. He put in arbila, which is a sifter, as Rashi brings down krovio lazi. Rashi is misanenis this sifter, and then what did he do? He started to arbila v'kamahadelu. He started spinning it round and round. Amar le minenu. And then he said to him, go ahead, count the quinces. Amar le ukminu. He says, keep it still. You know, I can't count it while it's moving all over the place. Amar le rekia nami achiyadra. What are you talking about? What are these good things going on upstairs in the shamayim, in the heavens? It's also moving all over the place. You can't count these quinces. How are you going to count the planets and the stars, everything? It doesn't make sense. This went down. Minili kochve, the stars are counted before me. You know, there's a guy who was saying, I know how many stars there are, and no one's going to be able to disprove me. How many teeth do you have? Molars and teeth. The abs. So the yadi the pume very unsanitarily. He put his hand in his mouth. He started counting his mouth, his teeth. You don't even know what you got in your mouth, boy, that you have to go start counting it, says Rashi. The Ika be Rakia, that you're claiming to know what's in the Rakia? Come on, ain't no way you can know. Amalei cover the Rebbe Gamliel. This is Kofu who said to Rebbe Gamliel, Misha bara harim lo bara uach. The one who created the mountains will crumble. And the hilltops, the one who created the mountains didn't create the wind. How do I know? Because there's two different lashonos that are used by the creation. Rashi says, Shezenekra Yotzer, Shezenekra Borei, Sheshom is Shemus Him. Shezenekra Yotzer Harim, Borei Ruach. We know it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was the one who's fashioned the mountains and created the wind. It sounds like there's two gods. Elamiata, really? So Gabi Adam, this is what about Rabbi responds by saying that we know that it says by Adam Rishon, Vayivra and Vayitzar. It uses two different lashonos, one of Vayivra, of creating, one of fashioning. So Hakanami, Misha Bar, Zelo Bar, Zah. So what do you want to claim? That the one who did this one didn't do that one? Says Rashi, Misha Bar, Eivr, Zah, Lo Bar, Eivr, Zah. You want to say the one who did this one didn't do that one? Vimtor McCain, who, if you want to say, yeah, that's what happened. Okay, the ones that are far. If you have a small little area, this person has a small area in the body, namely the head, that has these two areas that have holes in them, and that is the ears and the eyes. One has the word Lashon of Noter, and one is Yotzer. You want to tell me that it was all done in the same area? Let's read it inside now. So, there's this face of a person. You want to tell me someone about this? Didn't be with that? Come on, does that make any sense over here? So, Amar Le, he says back to him, in, yep, these two places are working, these two forces are working in the same small area. Amar Lei, so he says back to him, Mishas Misa Kulin Nispaisu, and you say at the time that the person dies, all of them are appeased. In other words, Rashi says, Abaila Manotea Vayotzer Maskim La Miso, they're both the ones there agree that this person should die. Of course, it doesn't make sense it's going to happen. The fact that a person does die must mean because only one is actually in control over here. So even though it's written in two Lashonos, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was an Agusha, says Rashi, this is a Mechashiv, this is a witch, a sorcerer. And he says the following idea, back into the actual Gemara. He says that your upper part of your body, upper half, belongs to Hormiz. Hormiz, Rashi says, is a shade. Kedamar Hormiz bar Lilza, Bibava Basra, famous Lilith, right? So this is a shade, and from the lower part, it was from Ahormiz, and Rashi says this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kariyach, that's what we call, what they call, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu, Yipalat Adon Ahormiz, Ahormiz, Amalei Emkein, if that's really true, Eichi Shavik Le'ahormiz, Le'ahormiz, how does Ahormiz allow Hormiz, La'aburi Maya Ba'ari, to let this water go through his territory? Right, to go through his area. In other words, if somebody eats the stuff from the top, then it goes down to the bottom. So it doesn't make sense that he would actually let this stuff happen here when they have to then use the bathroom. So it's got to be its only one. Amalei Kesel Rav Tan. The Caesar said to Tacham, Tala Havikula Namachad. Let's make one nation. Why are we fighting? Heal the world. Make it a better place. You know what? Let's make one nation. One Lord, one nation. Let's get together and be. So he says, let's do it. Amalei says back to him, L'chayai. Sounds good to me. Well, the only issue is that Anan, Halina, and we are brismilas, lo metzirin l'habik kabasaychu. We can't be like you because we're brismila. What are you supposed to do? Sew it back on? Like it doesn't work. Says Rashi, yef shalios lo arla. So rather, atun malisu v'avik kabasaychu. So you guys do mila and you'll be like us. Great idea. So I'm going to lay Mimar Shaper comment to say, you know, you're saying good. However, miu, however, kol dezachi l'malka l'shadyua l'biba. Anyone who one ups the king, we throw you into the pen with all the wild animals. Says Rashi, notzcha of you beat the king, umashtiko, and you beat the varo of mavaisho, and you shut him up with your words, and you embarrass him. Labiba is makom chayas rosh. Malka is a place where the wild animals of the king were stayed. So shadu labiba, they threw this. They threw Rav Tanchum into that area, into the pen. They didn't eat him. Amar Leah, who's Tzeduki? There's a Tzeduki there. who said, "Hailo dechlua mishum delo kafin," who simply they must not be hungry. So they said, "Hey, let's try." Shadua leila didei yachlu. They threw him in, and he got eaten. Moral of the story: don't be a stuki. All right, Amar le kol for the regamliel. I'm used to call it kol be asara shchinta sharia. This kofar comes and he says that you guys say that the shechina is that every area where there are 10 yidden. Kama shechinta, how many shechinas are there? Because if you have 50 different minyanim going on in 50 different places, so how does it be that he's in all of them? Kari l'shamish, so we're going to quickly call the shamish, you know, his right-hand man of this kofar, and macha be apaska, and he gave him a whack. He whacked him on his tzavar, says Rashi, on his neck. He gave him a little smack, and Amalei says to him, "I don't understand. Amai al shimsha bebeise the kofar. Amai al shimsha bebeise." They say the kofar. Why is it that there is sunlight that's you know breaking into this guy's house? You're a shamish, so it doesn't happen. I'm really says back to him, huh? Shimsha kuli al menachya. What do you want from me? The sun, it's on the entire world. So how am I supposed to stop it from coming into the house? So he says back, oh, ma shimsha dechad min elef alfi ribo shamashe. The sun is only one of thousands upon thousands on myriads of servants, the Kamei Kutchuk Bichel that are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Naicha de Kul Lekuli Alma, it shines in the entire world, Shechinta de Kutchuk Baruch Hu, Alchaz Kamakam, the Shechinta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so is that supposed to go, is it going to go out and impact the world? Amar Lea, Umina Le Rabbi Avo, this means that Avo, Elokeichem Gachanu, he's a jokester. Right, because what does he do? He goes and he basically messes with his neviim. Says Rashi, chucha de masachi benaviyav. He messes around with all his neviim. The kamali lecheskel shachav ishchav al tzidcha asmali. He says to him, lie on your left side. Uksev ishchav al tzidcha yamani. And later it says that Hashem says to him, you should lie on your right side. Also, who talmida amalei? So one of the talmidim came in front of Rav Avo, and Amalei said, "My time in the Shvi'ah, so what's the purpose of having Shemitah?" Well, Rashi says, "Lama tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Shemitah, what was the purpose of it?" Amalei, so he says back to him, "Hashta amina lechu, Mils, I'm going to tell you something, the Shavit Avad is going to answer both of the questions that are asked over here. Right, the question is about this jokester and the question about Shemitah. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Israel, Ziru Shesha Shemitah Sheva, that is, that's planned for 6 years, and the rest is going to be in the rest on the seventh. Kadesh Tedu al Sha'arat Shalihi, to know that the land belongs to me. Rashi says, Velo Yorim Levavchem, your hearts would become arrogant, B'Sheva Chartzachem, with the bounty of the land. The Tishkhu Ol Machuson, you're going to forget the yoke of heaven from upon you. Hein Lo Asukain. Tushba didn't do it. They didn't follow the Shemitah. Ella Chatu Vagalu, they sinned, and then they were exiled. Minhagu Shalolam, Melech Batsav Adam Shashacha Allah Medina. The way the world is that when the country goes against their king, if it's a king of Melech Basav Dava, flesh of blood, then Im Achzariu Hargis Kula, and if the king is cruel, he kills them all. Im Rachaman, if he's a Rachaman, if he's merciful, then Hargis Chetzel, only half. He kills half. Im Rachaman Male, the Rachamamu. Right? If he's merciful, then real a lot of mercy, then Miyasa Gedolim Sarem Yisur, and he only gives the greats of them pain, and the rest are off. Avkach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyaser Sicheska, that's what he gave instead of them killing them for not keeping Shemitah, he gave it to Yecheskel. Kedei l'marik avod aseyem, sheyisro, in order to cleanse the sins of Israel. Amar le'ahu mina l'rabivahu elokeichem koinu. Your God is a Kohen. Dechsev v'yichu li truma. The Pesach says, you should take for me truma. He covered the Moshe by Tavil. But when he buried Moshe, how do you tefillah after? Rashi Tosfos says, "B'mai tavil halo kasha leheich nitma." You may be asking, like, how can Hashem become tameh if he's a kohen? A kohen can't become tameh. The Yisrael nikru bottom lakam, because Jewish people are considered bottom children. So, what mikvah did he cover the Moshe by tavil? How did he go to mikvah? V'chitei b'mayiv, when I stayed with water. It says, who measured the waters with his fist. It's just, we're talking about, yeah, that's that even just the fist of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kviyachal, is all of the water over here. So, Kudin Umer said, Amar Lebenur Tav, he did it with fire. D'chsev Kihini Hashem Ba'esh Yavo, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that Hashem will come in fire. Umi Salka Tvilusa Benur, is that good enough to do it in fire? Amar Le'ad Adaraba, Iker Tvilusa Benuru. The Iker Tvilus with fire. D'chsev V'cholash Eloyim V'esh, if you mind, if they can't be done through fire, goes through water. It says in the Pasuk, that who is like the Jewish people? One nation in the land, implying that you saw the unique. Marusayu, in fact, the Gemara, like, what's unique? Atunami, Arvisu Ba'adan. You also are lumped together with us. This is the Pasuk says, Kola Goyim. Ka'ayin Negdal says that all the nations are like nothing before him. B'nai Yisrael is not excluded when it says all the nations, it's included. So Amalei, Mididchu Ais Ashidu Alan, the Nevi'im from you, meaning Bilam, from the non-Jews, testified about us that we're not actually part of the nations. You're saying, what's the Chiddush become Chayisrael? But we know also this is called Goyim, Kain, Negdo, we're all included. She says, you should just know that we know from Bilam that that's not including the Jews. Achsev, beep, because it says, turn the page. Lama, Tesla, Mabez, Uba, Uba, Goyim, Lo, 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 Yischashov, Bam, 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 Heinam, Heinam. That is, we're not included to the, with the Goyim. Rashi says, Kol Makam, Shizku, Sham, Nachrim, Lo, Sku, Yisrael, Bechlel, the ones that are not included. Rabbi Eliezer, Rami, we have sung in the contradictory shed. One pasuk siv, Tov Hashem lakol, it says Hashem is good, lakol to everyone. Uksiv, Tov Hashem lekovav. Another pasuk says Hashem is good for all those who wait for him. Right? Which sounds like only tzaddikim. Mashal adam shish lo pardes. To answer this up, we have a mashal, a person who has an orchard. Kishu mashke, mashke is kulo. When he waters the entire thing, everything. Kishu oder, but when he's going to do the hoeing part, ain't no oder. Elatone Shabam. The only one that he's going to do is he's going to do the good ones over here. So, of course, Baruch Hu gives the whole world what to eat, right? He gives Baruch Hu to everything. Good people, bad people. But the ones, when it gets a little further, rewarding people or saving them, that comes to those who actually deserve it. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Lefika kol echad ve'echad, therefore, every one of them, the Mishnah there, had said, "Lefika kachav ve'achad chayv lomer b'shvili nivra olam." For me, the world was created. All right, and v'yavar rida b'machane. The pasuk says, and the joyous proclamation spread throughout the camp. It's talking about when Achav died, saying that seemingly it was known that it was going to happen. Yeah, because it says, Harina b'machane, like the particular thing. So he's talking about a particular occasion that was already known that was going to happen. It says, Rashi, Midlok, Sif, Rina, Mashma, Harina, Hamiyuchede, Shaisa, Sida, Lavo, Shekfar, Huskara. Echon Huskara, what was that already mentioned? Amar Vacha, Vachanina. Uba'avod Rishayim Rina, the Pasuk says in Mishle, Shlomo Melech wrote this before. This is Achav died, obviously, well before. Amar of Achav, right? And then it says, and when the wicked perish, there is joy. Uba'avod Achav ben Amri Rina. And this is saying that when Achav was the Rosh of an Amri would be gone, would be lost, there is going to be a sense of joy. Right, it was such a rosh of this guy. It says, Rashi, ibudo shel Achav. When is this joy going to come? The destruction of Achav, Shenerag, Avrav, Huskara, Arina, if you call. And when it finally happened, they everybody remembered and they rejoiced. Umi chadia kutsha barichu, the mapalosa and shel, Rishayim. Hashem is happy when the Rishayim go and they fall. Umi Achadi is in a state of joy. The Pasuk says, Never Yom and Bitseis Lefanai Lefnei Achalots. Right, the Pasuk says, and they go out before the army, and they say, "Give thanks to Hashem because His kindness endures forever." Right, it's bringing the song of Leviim, saying in the Beis Hamikdash when Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, went out to battle against Ammon, who came to attack him. The army of Rabbi Yonas and said, "Mipenei ma." It says, "Hodu LaHashem ki li'olam chasto." Why is it doesn't say ki tov, that it's good? Kosh Baruch is not happy with the falling of the wicked. The Amar Rav Shmuel by Nachman, Amar Rav Yonasan, my dechsev. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Velo karav ze al ze kol alayla"? They didn't come near each other for the entire night, right? This is talking about when they were by the Yamsuf and the Egyptians were coming and stopping them. So what does this mean? At that time, when the Mitzrayim were all burnt, we're all drowning. So the Malachim, they wanted to sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Leon HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Masi Yodai Tovim Biyam, that my handiwork is drowning in the sea. Vatamarum Shir Lefanai, and you're singing praises in front of me. How could you do that? Right. So then we're back to our question. Then why does the Pasuk say, and when the wicked perish, there is joy? What does that mean? It's Amar of Yossi Bar Chanina. Who ain't no sus? Avalachem Mesis. He's not the one who's rejoicing. But other people are rejoicing. So even though Hashem isn't rejoicing when Achav died, he caused the rest of the people there were in a state of joy when this occurred. Okay. Deganam, you could also, you could, it's Mashma, because it says Yasis. The Pasuk says, he will cause other people to rejoice. Right? Looks if Yasus and doesn't say he will rejoice. Shema Amina. Hazvazonos rachatzu. Back to Achav when he died, the Pasuk says, and they washed Hazonos, right? And the Pasuk is bringing out that what happened after he died, and one scrubbed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs lapped his blood, and they washed Hazonos in accordance with the word of Hashem had spoken. So what does this mean, Hazonos? Amar Rebbe Elazar, Lamarik Shtei Chazonos. His death, he would come to bring clarity to two Chazon, two visions that were about him. It says Rashi, Lil Toshu Lahair, Klamar Rachatsu Vuvru, Hashtei Chazonos Shenemer Olav. He's clarifying these two things that were said about him. Achas shel Michayu v'achas shel Eliyahu. One was seen by Michayo, and the other by Eliyahu. Be Michayo. This is in Malachim. Michayu k'sev. It says, "Im shov tashuv b'shalom lo diber Hashem bi." If you return in peace from battle, that's Achav. If you come back, Hashem didn't speak to me. Meaning, he's saying Achav's going to die when he goes to war. But Eliyahu k'sev. What does it say? B'mekom Asher lakuku aklav mezdam Navos, in the place where the kings would lick out the blood of Navos, and they're going to do your blood also. So when Achav is killed, both Navuas came out to be true. Rava Amar Zog the Heilige Rava Zonos Mamish. Nope, it means straight up Zonos. Right, so when it says this pasuk over here, that and the dogs lapped his, licked up his blood, and they washed Hazonos. It means actual Zonos, actual prostitutes. Achav Ish Mitzunan Haya. He was a person who was cold. Rashi says, Loya Oiv Tashmish. He didn't like Tashmish. For Asalo Izevel State Sure Zonos Rakafto, and therefore Izevel, his wife, made two pictures of Zonos on his Merkava, on his chariot. Says Rashi, Behind Rachatsu, O son, state suros nirchatsu midam. Okay, as we're going to see now. So, kidei, shiro, sovi, ischamim, they should see them and he should get turned on by it. And therefore, he would be with his wife. So this chariot became drenched with his blood, and the blood washed away the picture. And a man drew the bow, lesumo, and he struck the king. Question is, what does that word mean? Rabbi Lazar Omar, lefitumo, innocently, without realizing that he was shooting Achav. He didn't have, that's what was happening. Rabbi Omar, lesamim shtei chazionos, to fulfill the two prophecies. Lesamim is lahashlim, to finish up, to complete. Yeah, that's what it means when it says that lashon of lesumo. Achashal Michio, Achashal Eliyahu. One of them of Michio, and one of them of Eliyahu Anahavi. Simin Karav Zachabedom. Babababam. Ksiv, Ayikra Achav El Ovad Yahu Asher Al Habayis. The Pasuk says, Achav called Ovad Yahu, who was over the household. Ovad Yahu Yareh Es Hashem Od. And he was scared of Hashem very much so. My Ka'amar Kra. What's the Pasuk saying? Why is Ovadia's fear of Hashem put next to Achav's calling him? Or maybe it's like Amar Le. So Achav said to Ovadia, but Yaakov, Ksiv, this is about Yaakov Avinu, that by Lavan says, Nichashti vayivarchini Hashem b'glalecha, that I learned by prophecy that Hashem blessed me on account of you. Be Yosef Ksiv, and what does it say by Yosef? Vayivarch Hashem is based on mitzvah, biglal Yosef, because of Yosef, is the Egyptian's household, became blessed. Besa dahu gavra lohava mivrich. But the household of this person, of Achav, was not blessed. Maybe not a God-fearing person. Yosef Askovam, heavenly voice came out and said, Vovadya hayu yoreis Hashem ha'od. Vovadya feared Hashem very much. But the reason why it didn't happen to you, Achav, it's not because I'm not such a chashev person, but it has something to do actually with you. Amar Rabbi Abba, Gadol Shenem Rabbi Avadio Yosef, the praise said about Rabbi Avadio is greater. Yimash Shenem Rabbi, that said about Avim Avinu, deal by Avim Loksev Mo'od, doesn't say that the word Mo'od, very much so. Avim Ksev says Rashi, Yari Elokim Atav, Loksev Mo'od, but it doesn't say a lot. Avadio Ksev Mo'od, it says very much so. Amar Rabbi Yislag B'mei Ma'azach Avadio, Avadio Hu Linevius. Why was Avadio? Why was he Zoche? Because we know that about him, that Rashi says, Shahoya Ger, right? Shari Ger Hoya. Vineshchina Shara, El Al Meyuchasim Biso, Kedachsev, Lios Lechal, Lukim Lazarecha Charecha. Pretty big deal over here. How did he get it? If nay, Shehichbi Mea Devia Bibar, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave. He was Moshe Nefesh, saved their lives. Shemar Vahiba Hachris, Izevel's Nevia Hashem. And it was when Izevel was destroying all the prophets of Hashem. Vayikach Ovadio Mea Neviim. Ovadio, he took 100 Neviim, Rechbiim, Chamishim Ish Bimara. He hid them, 50 men in each cave. And he took care of them. He gave them food. He gave them, to survive. Mai. Shana, Chamisha Mish, why did he put 50 in a cave? Why did he put 100 in one cave? I'm Rabbi Lazar, Miyakov, I learned from Yaakov Vino, Shanem Rahoya Machan Nishal Pleta. When Yaakov was going to see Esav for the first time in 22 years, he split up the camp that if Esav kills us, well, this will be saved, and so on and so forth. So he did the same thing. Rabbi Vohom says, Lefi She'ein Ma'ara Bechasekis says, Mechamisha, because a cave can't hold more than 50 people. Chazon Ovadia, Komar Hashem Elokim Le'edom. Thus spoketh the Lord about Edom. Maishna Ovadia Le'edom. Why did Hashem choose Ovadia to give a nevuah about Edom? Right, that's his nevuah. Why did Hashem send this thing through him and not through a straight up prophet? As she says, Lo nisnavi nevua cheres. Lo nevucha lo lezu mishar nevim. Why did he pick this from other nevim? Amar Yisrael, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, said, Yavo vadio adar bein shnei rishayim velo lamed bimaseim. Lo vadio lived amongst two evil people, Achav and Izevel, and he didn't learn from their ways. he should come and he should be v'yinave al Esav HaRasha and give nevuah about Esav HaRasha shadar ben shtei tzadikim who lived amongst two righteous people, Yitzchak and Rivka, v'lolam v'maseh, but he didn't learn from their actions. So the one who didn't learn from the actions should prophesize about the one who didn't learn about from the actions. Even though obviously it was opposite directions here. Amr Ephraim, another answer, Mishah Rabbi Meir, that Ovadia Ger Adomihaya. Ovadia was a Ger from Edom, and that's why he was chosen to speak about the idea of Edom. Behind Darmianche is what in the old saying, Mine Ube Abba Nezel Be Narga. From the very forest itself comes the axe, meaning the handle of the axe that's going to end up destroying it. And that's what we have over here. Right, it's made out of wood, and that's the one that's knocking on the tree. So Tovadi came from Edom, and the phrase is the one who speaks about the downfall of Edom. Vayachis Moav, vayimadidein b'chevel ashkei v'osam ha'artza. So this person is going to Shmuel, that in David HaMelech, he gave the smackdown to Moav. He measured them with the line after making them lie on the ground. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishom Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Bar Yochai, Hanan Darmin Shi, this is what the old people say, Mine Ube Abba Leze Be Narga. From the very forest itself comes the axe that's going to go ahead and to destroy it. Because David HaMelech, he forced the prisoners of Moab to lie on the ground and measure them by rope. And David HaMelech comes from Rus. Rus is from Moav. It's from Moav. It says Rashi. It says at the end. It says yeah. He comes from Rus Hamovia. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Kiyosu Avdim Yamar Yarech Mitocha Masrachas. A thigh will rot from itself. Rashi says Migufa Mitoch Uvya Maschil Hasirchon. The thickest part of the thigh begins to rot first. And just like the meat is the cause of its own rotting, so are the descendants of these nations the cause of their downfall. Unbelievable. Bum, 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 ba-dum, says Rashi. Right, that's what we just saw. Okay. So, the Pasuk in Melachim. Vayikach is beno b'chor, right? We just spoke about the idea of Moav, then we go more into it. Vayikach is beno b'chor, is asher yimlach tachtav. And he took his firstborn son, who was to rule in his place. Let's talk about the king of Moab. His name was Mesha. Vayaleu ola ala choma, and he brought him up as a korban. Oh my goodness, ala choma, on the wall. Ravu Shmuel, machluk zav Shmuel, chad omer l'shem shamayim, that he sacrificed his child for the same shamayim. He did it for Hashem. Chad omer l'shem avodah zara. No one said, no, he did it for avodah zara. That's going to be a bishlom. My name is Shem Shemayim. Makes sense. Quoted said, "Makes you do Shem Shemayim." How does it mean? It says, "He ketsef gadol Yisrael," and there was a great wrath against Israel. Hashem became angry at Ben Yisrael when he contrasted what Mesha did versus what they're doing. He says, "Look, Mesha's doing it for me, and you're coming against me. What's going on over there?" And the Madam Shem Vodazara, according to what he says, that it was done. The shame of Vodazara. Am I be ketzef? Then why was there a wrath against the Jewish people? Why does she become angry because of what the Melech Moav was doing? Kid the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rami says we had a problem. Ksev umishpatei agoyim asher sivu seichem lo asisa. The pasuk doesn't like the laws of the nations that surrounded you. You have not done. Ksev umishpatei agoyim asher sivu seichem asisa. And another pasuk right says, and like the laws of the nations surrounding you, you have done. Kimisukanim shabaham lo asisem. Right, because one saying you have, one saying you haven't done, so what's the contradiction? He says, no, what it means is that you haven't done like the best of them did, like you didn't respect the Lord Almighty, says Rashi. Kamu eglon melech moav, shal you mechabides Hashem. He honored Hashem. Kishamar lo Eud, Devara lo Kimli. When Eud came and he said, I have a word of God, Elecha, for you, Hamelech, Biyad Vayoko Me'alkisa. That's where he stood up. And that's actually, if I remember correctly, Mishabura says, why we stand up at Kaddish. We learn that from Eglon Melech Moav. Kimukukalim Shamasisa, but you didn't learn from the good, and you did learn from the bad. You did do the bad things, just like Mesha sacrificed his child of Avodah, so did you. Says Rashi, Gil Mesha, Melech Moav, Shehikrav, Benol of Avodah, Kachal Yisrael, Osem, Osa Shah, Nisko Lehem, Oso Oven, Shoyer, Regilim, Gam, Heim, Bo. Now they remember that they sort of got angry at him. Vayisu, Me'alav, Yashuv, Elaretz. And the Pasuk goes on to say, the end of the part of that Pasuk, and they departed from him, and they returned to the land. Meaning, when he saw, they departed. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Ba'osa shal yardu rishayim shal Yisrael madzrega tachton. At that time, the rishayim, the wicked people of Israel, they went to the lowest level. They went all the way, talking about down, down, down. Hold on 1 second. Says Rashi, La'aretz midolok sev la'artsam. Hachikamer l'shiflus l'tachtes shabosh. And Nigzar Alei and Perona said terrible things that happened to them. They went down in a major way. V'anara yafa admod. 1 second before I say this. So they went down to the lowest. That's just the end of that point that they ended up doing really bad stuff. Okay, now we saw that he was, Ovadia, that he feared Hashem very much. So even says more than Avram Avinu, right? And Vanara Yafad Mod, the Pasuk says in Malachim, the segment Avishag, who is the woman who came to David HaMelech to help him when he was very cold at the end of his life. And they picked Avishag to serve, like to help, and wanted David to marry her, but David HaMelech wouldn't marry her. Vanara Yafad Mod, I remember Chanina by Papa, Adayin lo yigia lachatzi yofi shasar, she still didn't reach half of the beauty of Sarah Imenu, Dersiv Ad Ma'od, because it says she was beautiful until very much. Velo Ma'od Bechlal, but it's not including Ma'od, as opposed to by Sarah, that she was ki yafe hi me'od. It says Rashi, Velo Ma'od Bechlal. Vazor Ksiv Bereishis ki yafe hi me'od, v'hai kra da vishag nakat lo midrash, so we dash in this as well. Hadran aloch echadine mamana. Sing the lala lai, eh, and the lala lai, oh, and the lala, and the lala, madal dov. Let's go back quickly. Hadranoch, so let's do that. Laman beis, echadine mamana, echadine fasos, Patricia Vachakira. Very good. We also sign. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish you a milestone for finishing the fourth parak. Next time, beis, we start the fifth parak. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.